Blog Talk Radio. when you can, Reverend, when you know you can just know that you're safe in God's arms, man.
I mean, that's
security, and man, that we're all looking forward to see one day. One man got to see another man in Abraham's bosom, and we would call his name be Lazarus, right? You understand that, Reverend? The rich man got to see Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. I don't know about you, just to see God. And it's going to happen soon, man. We thank you, just to see God. Man, it's awesome. Once we learned, Reverend, since we've been walking with God, God will visit you. God will pay you. He'll come by your home. He'll come by your job. He'll come by while you're riding in the automobile. Reverend, if you just stay focused with God, God will come. And Reverend, here, it just be as we reading God's word, he's there.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's making some moves in our life, man, that we cannot go by a day. See, some people got to wait to Christmas, man. Some people got to wait to Easter, man. Some people just really got to wait for them certain days to say thank you. But I'm so glad that we ain't got to wait on a certain day to thank God for his birth and his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Because if I got to wait a whole year to do this, I want the kind of God, what kind of God we serving, brother? Can you help me with it?
Yes, sir. Boy, to know, praise God, to know that you have a relationship with God. It should be ever burning in your heart. And it ought to make you get excited just to hear the name Jesus. Oh, because it brings about a remembrance of what he's done for you. And not only what he have done, but what he's doing right now is this present moment. As that song says, safe in his arms. And the only way we could be safe in his arms to know that he is the one that's keeping us. He is the one that's covering us. And he is the one, it is him alone that shed his own blood. Praise the Lord, that we would have a right to the tree of life, that we could have salvation even written unto us, because it was to the Jews first, I believe, but God so blessed us that through their slothfulness and their being blind, that we could be grafted in and we would have a chance to experience this thing we call love. Salvation, mercy, and grace. Oh, praise the Lord. In that, see, many have lost focus. They have forgotten. They have forgotten of Jesus and what he has done already. You pray for him to do something, but think about what he's already done. Start thinking about that and thinking about your relationship and chances that he's given you. I know it's been saying over and over, he's coming back. He's coming back. It has become a cliche to some, but just because he haven't came at this particular moment and time don't mean that he is not coming. But you ought to be thankful that he's yet giving you time. giving you time to get it right. And you should thank him for that mercy. We are in mercy right now, but don't let mercy run out. We are in mercy right now, but oh, it's going to come a time, man. where they going to look up. Oh, praise the Lord. Uh-huh. Realize their redemption draweth nigh, but some of them let the door close. But I'm so glad those that gathered here today, I just believe in my heart that they are getting ready. They are getting ready. Praise the Lord. Yeah. They are getting ready. But get ready to see who that they say come will come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't mind for just a moment today, I want to call your attention to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Matthew, the 24th chapter. And also we want to look at one of my favorites, Red. One of my favorites, because it talk about what we're going to look at today. We're going to look at a strange love. A strange love.
Oh, help us, Lord. Help us.
First Corinthians, the 13th chapter. First Corinthians, the 13th chapter. It's going to talk about a strange love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. But before we get to that First Corinthians, the 13th chapter, we want to look at Matthew, the 24th, just a little bit. And God's going to help us tie it all in together. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, and if there be someone, praise the Lord, if there be someone that still believes that prayer changes things, that still believe that God's given us this chance that we can communicate with him, and he will ever be present with us, because I know one or two, I know me and Rev have gathered in his name, I know two or three, and I know at least one more have come and hoping and expecting to receive from God this evening, hallelujah. So we pray that God be in the midst, because all he needs is two or three coming and expecting, hoping to receive from him in the name of Jesus as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy and your grace that you've shown towards us, Father God. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Thank you, Lord. This moment, thank you, Lord. This hour, we're going to thank you, Lord, for mercy. Thank you, Lord, for grace. For we realize if justice would have been served, we know our place and where we would be. But, Father, again, this day, this moment, this hour, where you shown us another merit. Hallelujah. Unmerited favor, Lord. We thank you for the favor. Hallelujah. Thank you for the favor, Lord, that you're showing mercy and grace on us still. Father God, bless us, that we may be a blessing to you and even God people, Father God, that you have allowed to gather here in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we pray, and we thank you for it all, Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
Trying to hold on to my mirror, right?
Yeah,
oh,
thank
praise
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
I thank him for this blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Here in Matthew 24, that what Christ foretells the other ruins and destruction coming up on the temple. Listen, believing of this debasing of the whole world glory. This will help us. I don't know if some been listening. Hallelujah. I don't know if some been paying attention even to our worldly events, the things that have been happening and going on. Hallelujah. But it's been foretold.
Yeah.
It's already been foretold, whether you want to realize it or not. It's already been foretold. Matthew 24:1-3, Christ foretells the destruction of this temple here. And it's starting at this first verse. It said, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Listen, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? See, a lot of times people ask questions, but they don't really want to know the answer. Oh, Lord. But you ask the Lord something in sincerity. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He going to give you what some don't want to hear, but some want to hear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Hallelujah. For many shall come in my name, listen, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And
there you go.
Shall hear of war. Listen. This I don't know if you've been paying attention, but this is right now, children. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Listen, for nation shall rise against nation.
Come on,
and
now.
Kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. let me stop right there. All these are the beginning of sorrow. It's talking about nations rising against nations and kingdom against kingdom, and there should be famine, pestilence, and earthquake in diverse places. I don't know if you've been paying attention lately, but even God's plan was started in the midst. It was started. It was born in the midst of famine. In the midst of earthquakes, in the midst of dire places, was born God's plan. Hallelujah. I believe it's going on the third or the fourth real round about now.
Oh Lord.
But think about it. It was starting when things were getting corrupt. Churches was shut down, and God was needing a way to still get his word out to the people.
I don't know
how much of famine. You know, famine is something when things have been cut off and when you can't find what you're so used to being able to find. We call that a famine. A famine had risen up. So it is. When the best of God planned, a famine was COVID-19. Come here. COVID-19 as called it. And it started in China. But God, nobody got worried about it because it was way over there. But, oh, my God, it started to spread. It got airborne. It started to spread. And it started to shut down things. And it started to even shut down human beings. Oh, more of a famine can it be? A pestilence and earthquakes. In diverse places, things started to happen where they don't normally happen. Oh, my God. You thought you'd never see a day. Hallelujah. Well, you couldn't so easy get in your car and drive down to the church house, and the door was open. You could walk right in.
Well,
the church doors were shut.
Hallelujah.
Well, it started shutdown of famine and pestilence and earthquakes and darkness. And that was the beginning, children, of the beginning of sorrow. Hallelujah. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. Listen, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. If you are a devout Christian believing in the word of God, don't think the world loves you because they hate you. If you're going to stand firm and not be tossed by any wind, you are hated by the world, because the world is a different world from what you grew up in. The world they is calling right, wrong now. But if you're standing for Jesus Christ, you are hated. Hallelujah. By this.
Come on now. Yeah. You own something. You own something.
You are hated. Don't think because you agree with them, because they love you. You either going to be a friend of God or you're going to be an enemy of God. Whose side you going to stand on? Hallelujah. But I'm on the Lord's side, and I can speak for a rep too. He's on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Then shall they deliver you up. But listen, they shall deliver you up. They shall deliver you up. Because your speech is going to betray him. I don't care if you try to deny him to be saved, but your speech is going to betray you, because what's in you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you might as well get on the Lord's side and stay on the Lord's side. Stay hot
for
the Lord. For hallelujah. So him that will come, is going to come, will come. So you'll be ready when come. Then shall they, listen to verse 9. Listen. If you're still playing around, if you're straddling the fence, and you're still in the maybe, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicting, and shall kill and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. This is what Christ was talking to the disciples about. And shall many be offended, hallelujah, and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That is why it's so important that he's trying to pull in to us this strange love that I'm going to tell you about. He's trying to pour it into us, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. But you won't be able to be deceived if you stay connected to God. And then you're asking for his Holy Spirit to come in and cleanse you, and you can be sealed up once again. It ain't too late, hallelujah, while the blood is yet running warm in you. Body, hallelujah,
yes,
many false prophets shall rise, shall deceive many, but because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity is a practicing of sin. Iniquity, it's going to wax cold, children. It's going to wax cold, but that's why you need to stay fervent and you need to stay hot. Hallelujah, ever God's love burning within your heart, when it burn within your heart, is going to make you do what thus saith the Lord. When you burn, when you have a love for God and the fear and the reverence for God, is going to make you do his will. It's going to be easy for you. Your feet, they're going to just line up. And then your walk is going to be a right walk, a righteous walk.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen. People of God, children of God, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. If you practicing so much evil, you're gonna find yourself losing the love you have for God, and you're gonna start to be cold to the things of what God wants. You're gonna start to be cold, and you're gonna be filled with all that evilness. So when someone say something to you about what they said, the Lord, that evil spirit that has embedded in you now, it will fight against what thus says the Lord. But when you open your heart and you have the love of God, no matter if it's chastising you, if it's whipping up on you, you're going to thank God because he pointed it out, because you're giving you another chance to get it right. And this is the gospel of the kingdom. Shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Hallelujah. But you don't have to worry, children. You don't have to fret, children. But if you love what thus said the Lord, come on over here. Come on down. Now let's do a little traveling. Over to First Corinthians, the 13th chapter. The 13th chapter in the First Corinthians, the necessity and advantage of the grace of love. Hallelujah. This excellent way. Here is Paul talking to the Corinthians. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. In other words, if love is not my motive behind the gift of God that I have, that I can communicate with men and angels, hallelujah, and I can see angels and I have vision and dream, but if I don't have love at the base of it, as the grace of love, knowing that it's not me, but it was what God have done in me, hallelujah, then if I'm just doing it to be smart, or if I'm just doing it to be lifted, or if I'm just doing it to get the praise, all I'm doing is a tinkling cymbal. I'm just making a bunch of noise. But if the love of God is not there, the love and the obedience, obedience and love have to walk hand in hand for the anointing of God to show up. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Nothing. It is in vain. And though I bestow all my goods, feed the poor. See, some people trying to do it by money. Well, I just that money. Hallelujah. That should be good enough. And though I give my body to be burned, make a body as a sacrifice, but if I don't have the charity behind it, it profit me nothing at all. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself. itself is not puffed up. This is a definition of true charity, which is love, as we know it as love. Love suffered long, meaning we should be able to suffer something for one another, meaning we should be able to sacrifice sacrifice. And if a brother needs something, you make a sacrifice and you listen at that brother, or you can see how you can help that brother where one may edify another. I may need to show some love. Sometimes I don't need to be talking. Sometimes I need to just be listening and praying to see what God, how God would help me to help someone that's in need. Charity suffers long. That's the suffering right there. And it is kind. While someone is down, it's not no mean for me to step on them. While someone is down, I need to be showing the love of God that will lift them up, that will strengthen them. Let God do the chastising. Charity, if it's not, if you, I don't have to be in it of no man, hallelujah. But it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others.
Yes,
he'll do
yes,
the same
sir.
For you. And if he's blessing Brother D, I know he'll bless me.
Yes,
if he's blessing Reverend Brian, I know he'll bless me. If he's blessing God's plan, I know God will bless me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, but his eye is on the sparrow.
Yes, it is.
And
I know he's in Chicago.
He can
come
be in Texas. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I know he's in Alabama. He can be in New York. I know he's in the United States. He can be in China, Russia. He is omnipresent, and he'll be where he want to be when he needs to be.
My.
And it's time. Charity, if it's not, charity, if all that's not itself, it's not puffed up. It don't have to be puffed up. It don't have to be lifted, hallelujah, but it can come secretly and quietly. And the things that it does, hallelujah, hallelujah, love hung on a Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. Love didn't have
yes,
to be a word, but
yes,
love was demonstrated.
Yes,
and looked in love,
yes,
up in love. And by healing the time, we can look towards Calvary's heel and still get the strength from it. Hallelujah. Love does not
behave.
Thinking not her own. Is not evil provoked. Thinking no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth. This love is bad all things. We need to be able to bear some things. We need to believe some things. We need to hope for some things. Somebody might not have the hope that you have, but you should be able to hope enough for that brother that's feeling weak and weary. You should be able to hope enough that God will make a way somehow. You should be able to encourage him, hope him, encourage him or her, hoping that hope needs
right.
to be there for that faith. That faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence, listen, the evidence. You wouldn't need no faith if the evidence was there. But it's the evidence
yes,
that
sir.
You have to use
yes,
your
sir.
Faith because the situation doesn't look like it's going to be favorable.
In
but you have to look
Jesus.
Beyond that situation
yes.
and have the faith to know that God will do just what he said he'll do. Hallelujah. You know that God's ear is open to them that trust in him, that believe in him. God's blessing is on those that are obedient. And when you are obedient, obedience brings blessing. Charity never faileth. But whether they shall fail. Hallelujah. Whether there shall be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be
that's
knowledge,
right.
it shall vanish away. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Verse 9 tells us what we know in part, and we prophesy in part. See, to every man, woman, boy, or girl, there's given to them at birth a measure. A little measure of faith, a little measure of hope, a little measure. But God gives them just what they need, and as they grow, hallelujah, and whatever you practice in, then you're going to get better at it, hallelujah. If you practice in love in God, you're going to get stronger in it, hallelujah. But when the evil days come, you can still hold on to God's unchanging hand. But if you haven't been practicing, you still are in part, but you haven't been seeking for the Holy Spirit, you still are in part. Oh, hallelujah. But I like I like it, but that which is perfect is come, and which is perfect is the Holy Spirit. And when you open up your chamber and allow the Holy Spirit to come in, then you start being more perfect than you were, hallelujah, before.
Yes.
When perfect has come, that which is done in part, hallelujah, that which is in part shall be done away with, not done away with. It's a continually growing thing. It's a growing thing. When I was a child, you know what children do. You know what children do. Children are disobedient. Children are hard-headed. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but after you experience life, hallelujah, our mother used to tell me bought sense was better than told sense. What you mean? I didn't understand it until I got older. I didn't understand it, hallelujah, until I had to pay for things by foolish decisions make me pay for things, hallelujah. Going the wrong way make me pay for things. Getting out of fellowship after that payment, that suffering. Oh, but when I understood, I understood as a child. My thought was as a child. Oh, I spake as a child. Oh, hallelujah. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. In other words, God started working with me. And I realized the things that was childish, disobedience is childish. Hallelujah. Mismanagement is childish. Hallelujah. Making hasty decisions, that's childish. But I learned how to live holy. I've learned how to wait and pray and listen to God. And when I listen to God, He'll order my steps. He'll keep me in the right path. When I be obedient, it's strength and it's blessings. When I'm disobedient, it piles more and more on me that I can't see my way. That's in the glass darkly. But if I would allow God to clean that glass that I can see clearly, for now
that's through
a glass. Darkly, but then face to face. But as you allow, as you grow and you trust more in God and you pray, that glass you was looking through, He starts to clean it up. Righteous living cleaned up the glass. Continual prayer life cleaned up the glass. Reading and studying His word cleaned up the glass. Hallelujah. That you can see more clearly.
I like that.
Give you strength for your weakness. When you're cleaning that glass, you can see clearly. I can see clearly now the things I couldn't see before because my glass was dark and dirty and dreary. Hallelujah. But God allowed me to clean that thing up. He allowed me to clean that thing up that I can see better. That I can see better, that I can hold more on His changing hands, that I can see His blessings, that I can see the benefit of doing the right thing. I can see the benefit. I don't hinder my prayers anymore because I know how to keep God's ear open unto me. So before I call, because I'm trying to do what thus said the Lord, and He knows my heart. Though I may slip and fall, I may bump my head, I may miss
but
I have grace and mercy there, just in case. But God knows my heart's desire is to do His will. Hallelujah. My heart's desire. Hallelujah. I may miss it. I may be misunderstood. I may miss it by a wrong said word. I may miss it by a wrong deed. But God knows the heart. And when I realize that I have missed it, when He showed me that I have missed it, then I ask God to create in me. A clean heart. I don't wanna harp over that mistake that I made. But God, I know, hallelujah. I know, hallelujah, where mercy and grace can be found. I know where forgiveness can be found. And now abide in faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity, which we know as love. Hallelujah, which we know as love. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
we know as love. Hallelujah. May God bless you. May He keep you. It's our continual prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
My. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I thank God always for the spirit that's been present at this time. You know, we thank God for the beautiful message, you know, because we are living in a time that love is extended out right now. It really is. It's extended so much that man has the opportunity to still can make a choice. He can make a choice. Rev conveyed it enough that if you had any concerns about your love with God, make a conscious effort today, the Lord today. Take time out and say, what I heard today, is I'm able enough to stop everything I'm doing now and just consider my life. You know, a lot of folks may not be able to handle this push. I won't ask, but I want to ask it anyway. If God come today, right now,
thank you,
where
Jesus.
Would you go? Where would you go?
Do you believe
from the bottom of your heart that he'll say, well done, my faithful servant? If you're not sure, let us pray with you. Now, you
That's
have
it.
To be the one. You have to be the one to ask God to help you in that area. But we want to guide you to God. Hold your hand. Where the void is, the Holy Ghost can fill it. It won't be because we got both scriptures. It's because that the conviction of the Holy Ghost has to convict you to know that we're living in a time that we don't have time like we used to. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You know, time is getting worse and worse, like he was saying. And we really believe the door's been open over 2,023 years ago. It's been open. Now watch this here. When he come back the second time, it won't be like the first one. You won't have this opportunity you have right now. Some of us probably may be already sleeping in our grave. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some might be waiting and remaining here when he comes. But wherever it is, know the Lord before you get out this earth. Because if you get before him and say, now I believe, it's going to be too late. It's going to be way too late. You need to believe right now and enjoy the victory. See, people don't want to suffer no more, Rep. People just want to come on and hear you talking about how good God is and how lovely he is. But God, when he come back the second time, it would not be like that. The book said they looked at him and blood was on his clothes. And it wasn't because he was in a wine press. It wasn't because he cut his hand on a paper clip. It was because he came in because vengeance is here. Help me, Holy Spirit. Vengeance is here. So choose the Lord today. Choose him. Don't let it be tomorrow. Choose him today. Turn your life around today. Turn your life around right now. Reverend preached enough to save 1,000 and millions of souls. It is only for a man, a child, a woman to be able to step it. You can't come over here and be perfect. If somebody told you when you get over here you're gonna be perfect, they lied to you. You know what? And you can't fix yourself. You cannot do it. I don't care how many scriptures someone told you, they still need Jesus. I don't care how many times they get up and they say hallelujah, hallelujah, they still need Jesus. You will not get in. There's no other way you can get into heaven without sight of Jesus. Don't let nobody fool you. No other way to get to heaven besides Jesus. We can talk till we turn blue in our face, my brothers and sisters. You got to step it for yourself. You got to confess out your own mouth. We can't do it for you. You have to put up your own. And watch this. Don't worry about what you can't say. What scripture you don't know, just worry about your faith in him. Believe in that God raised him from the dead. Hey, now, watch this here. Once you believe it, the transfigure and the change is going to happen. It's going to happen. It's edible that you're going to change. It's going to be some things you ain't going to want to do no more once it get in your heart. It's going to be some things that you really don't want to even call yourself saying, I used to do that because it's a shame. You know why I sit here?
Yeah.
Be like some of us, I would like really bring up my past a lot. You know why? Because you don't watch it, you'll start edifying the sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You'll start edifying the sin. See, if God forgave me If you don't tell me to bring it up in a certain situation and testify, if I'm bringing up this, bringing up because I did this, I did that, who is I edifying? Who been lifted up? Old serpent. So what I do, I prepared it when God said, this is me now. This don't have to be nobody else. When God said it's a time to testify to it, I will. But I'm telling you, I just don't bring it up occasionally because what we do, we invite the devil to come in. Help me, Holy Spirit. So come today. Come today. Come as you are. We're going to do this till we go home, Reverend. Come today. And I ain't talking about physically right now. I'm talking about spiritually. We're going to do this till we go home. Oh, I know I'm right about it. We're going to tell you, you can come. So you won't be able to get to heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You won't be able to get before God and say, I didn't believe because no one ever told me.
I didn't know.
You won't get in front of him and say that I didn't get a chance to make get an opportunity to change my life. You won't be able to say it. Because the Bible says when it reaches, I'm telling you, when it reaches north, south, east and west, brothers and sisters, he's coming. And Brother D and Reverend Henry, would it be a great following? Somebody coming in. Everybody out here got it, man. Well, you'll be surprised who on this phone is not really secure of their salvation. You'll be surprised. But I want to tell you, don't get hang up on what you all did wrong. Get hung up on, I believe, and everything else will follow, my brothers and sisters. You don't have to worry about right now that you got Reverend on here, Brother D on here, myself. We got two or three scriptures. We still need Jesus.
Amen.
We still need Jesus. We probably can take you to a verse you need to know, but we still need Jesus.
Amen.
It will be because of what we all know. It will be because of what we believe, what we know. Yeah, we believe this is Jesus. Yes, sir.
Amen.
If you ain't never been on before, if you've been on before, we want to just let you know the doors is open. Where he preached want to go, where his teeth want to go, the door is open. Where he conveyed his heart to you, the door is open. Now, if you got him, if you false and you fell down hard today, even last night or week before, and you haven't repented, come to Jesus and repent right now. Right now. Matter of fact, if you can't get to us, get somewhere where someone's preaching the uncompromising gospel. Teach the word of God. When you leave, you didn't leave like you came. Oh, hear me. You didn't leave like you came. It was a change about
Jesus,
something.
Man.
And you want to walk in that new walk. I love that. I love that. To walk in Jesus today. Hit the one button.
Yes.
And when you hit the one button, it'll say what, brothers and sisters? When it say to your brother, once you hit the one button, it'll say, you are now.
It's a man.
And we'll open you up. And we'll let lie you. If you don't want to say nothing, you don't want to say one word, just say, I want prayer. We want to do that for you.
That's enough.
The way Reverend preached a while ago and taught a while ago, the doors of the church open. So we want to say again. You know what? We've been in church this a little while. We want to say again. You can come once. We want to say this again. You can come twice.
Yeah.
And we want to say it one more time. We can say it three times, you could come again. You know why we say that? One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost.
And one for the Holy Ghost.
And you know one thing about it? It won't be because we didn't present it for you with opportunity to come in today. Yeah. Come on in.
Come on in.
Brother Joe, you open, Brother Joe.
How y'all doing, brother? Great word, brother. You know, I'm kind of downhearted, but I know God is more than able. You know, I just wanted to pray for my daughter and keep her lifted up in prayer because I know he's already did the big part, so he's going to complete the mission. And just keep doing your prayers. I'm out.
Yeah. God bless you. And you know, Brother Joe, daughter had got rushed to the hospital yesterday, and we want to say something. See, he said he already know God had done something and moved something.
Jesus.
Now, just because we're going to say it like that, we want to decree this this prayer. Yeah, we want to decree this prayer. Where we got two or three gathered in his name. We want to decree. Somebody know what I'm talking about. We want to confirm, and we're going to come together, and we want to seal it with God. If y'all know what I'm talking about. Seal it with God. And we want to seal it, because he already has faith. And the doctor already gave them a report. But we want to talk to the king doctor, you know, the one that never lost a faith. Yes,
never
sir.
Lost.
The woman never lost it. So what you talking about?
Yes,
my mother died. I said never lost it. My father died.
Yes,
I said never lost a patient. My uncle died. My brother died. My siblings. What you talking about? He never lost it. So what make that more plain to me? Anytime you leave this body, God never lose what he said with the healing. You got the ultimate healing.
You got the ultimate.
Some of us, he has to take out the body. And some, he just leave in there and let us tear here for a little while. But when he does, don't question God. Old songwriter, Brother D. Light. Brother D. Light, the old songwriter. When that song come on, Mr. Clean and Squeaky Clark come on there.
He said,
you took my best member. And he said, Clean,
the
man,
best member. It wasn't yours.
It wasn't yours, man.
It was mine.
So what I'm saying, there you go. What I'm saying, I'm not talking about death can happen, but I'm telling you,
Jesus.
If it does, we thank God for everything he let us have in our loved one. That's why we got to love him, man. We have to love our loved ones. We have to love people because we never know when God said it is. Because nobody know our expiration date but God. And he knows. And he already sealed it. He sealed it. One man asked God, and he turned his face to the wall and asked God to allow him to live. And God gave him 15 more years. But I'm going to tell you something. God knew that 15 years for E. Masters. Yes, I know I'm right about it. For E. Masters.
Yes,
he already knew it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it didn't
surprise
him none. So we pray that God's will be done. We pray to God's will be done because he's been moving in Brother Lil Joe. In his daughter's life right now, he's doing some things miraculous. You know, I have a concern about my daughter's friend. You know, he had an aneurysm. He been in the hospital since Wednesday. They put him under the put under the coma. They reduced, you know, and they got him there and they sit there. You know, but I do know one thing: God is still able. It might not be your day that they need prayer. It might not. You might be all right. Everybody in your family might be all right. You got everything right in your life. Would you just pray with us? Would you just pray with us and pray for the Because one came. Jesus told him one time he healed a man, 10 men one time, and one came back.
Yes, he did.
And gave him thanks.
Came
one
back.
Came back, and he was a Samaritan. You know, so we want to do this.
Yes,
one came by, and then asked for some more prayer. We want to decree this thing and seal it in the name of Jesus. We want to do this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit. Thank you for the words that went up, Lord. And we always thank you, Father God, for the preacher to convey the word today, Lord. Lord, we stand right now, Lord, praying for our brother, Father God. We pray for his daughter, Lord, that as she lay there, Father God, Lord, even she opened her eyes when they came in the room, Lord, that she heard familiar voices,
yes,
Lord.
Right.
And she looked at them in the eyes, Lord. We know that was you, Lord, to give some comfort to the family, Lord. So, Lord, strengthen her right now as she recovered from the things she went through, Lord. We ask you right now, whatever procedure that the doctor has to do, we ask you, Father God, let it be what you can give wisdom to let it be a healing involved with it, Lord. We ask you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord, for his parents, Lord, for the husband, Lord, for the children, Lord, for the one to just sit at the bedside, just looking, Lord, but knowing that, Father God, you are able, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for that, Lord, in advance, Lord, for that healing, Lord. We even send out a blessing, Father God, for Brother D, Lord, that my daughter knows, Lord, and that he lay there, been laying there since Wednesday, Lord, that the doctor said that all they can do is just sit there and wait, Lord. But, Lord, we know, Father God, if it be your will, Lord, that you can move things with doctor said is no, Lord. We ask right now that not just him, not just little Joe's daughter, but whoever in the hospital, Lord, we ask you to cover all prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Whether it's cancer, Lord, whether it's the tumor, Lord, whether it's a heart attack, Lord, whether it's stroke, Lord, Lord, fit to the body of the ones who are laying there in the infirmity of their weakness, Lord. We ask this in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we, Lord, we ask this with your love, Lord. Strengthen the ones even watching and just holding their hearts, even on the tips of their tongue, to say, Lord, help us right now, Lord. Strengthen them right now. And we ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, I know you got something to bring it on in to help us with this thing, but I want to ease that prayer in right quick because, you know, it was in my heart, you know.
Amen. 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 We thank God for the prayer. Thank God for the word. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the word. You know, I was sitting here listening to my brother, and I said, you know, if he not bald-headed already, he's so because he's constantly letting his hair down as he hears God's word. He's giving all he got. A preacher came to mind as I was sitting there listening to my brother. I thought about Reverend Leo Daniels. He gave it all he had.
He so did.
He said, every time I step up to the pulpit, I want to give God all I got. I want to give God everything
that.
He gave me. I want to give it back to him.
Yes, he
I
did.
Thought
that.
About
he
it
did that.
My brother was going through the word. And then a song crossed my mind as he was praying, as he was preaching,
come on now.
As he was teaching the word of God. I thought about a song, and it just wouldn't, you know, it just wouldn't leave me. The Canon Spirit did a song once that says, "I got to clean up."
I messed up.
He started my life all over again. God is over. God is standing at the door. Giving you a golden opportunity to start all over again. My brother Eric,
yeah,
I can tell you, he said, do a 180. Don't do a 360. He said, do a 180.
No,
see, God is standing right there waiting for you to start all over again in the name of Jesus. We got to clean up. I thought about my brother was giving the word. I thought about something as my brother Eric was speaking. And he said, those that need prayer, you don't have to say, you don't have to tell us what you need.
I wanna
shout out to the ones that's already know that they've been saved. Come in, get the one buddy and tell someone about the goodness of my Lord and Savior. If you say and you truly feel. You want to tell somebody. I try to stay back out the way. I couldn't wait till I got pulled over to a quiet place because I just love telling somebody about a man called He been so good to me. You know, I saw him saving for tomorrow. I was talking to my family Friday, and I told him, if you let God, he'll get personal with you. He'll get personal with you. I heard a young man say this last week, God will get personal with you. What are you talking about? How do you mean he gets personal with me? He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I still know with me because of thou art with me.
Thou art with me.
He with me. They comfort me. See, you got to get personal with you. All you got to do is
I'm a prayer table.
I thank you, Lord. Yes, before the presence of your enemy. God will do these things for you if you just allow him.
Right there.
God wants a personal relationship with you.
in the name of
right
Jesus.
There, brother. Right there. Man, ain't that showing that? He's showing that. He said,
it's
I will put a table
Jesus.
Right before the
yes,
enemy.
Yes,
let
yes,
him see you.
Did
yes,
he do it?
Yes, sir.
Did he do it?
Yes, sir.
Did
you
he
know,
do it?
Know why, Brother D? You know why, Brother D? You know why, Brother D? Because he's our shepherd.
He's a shepherd. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's a shepherd.
He's a shepherd.
He's our shepherd.
He's
like
going to protect you. You know,
like
it's
that.
Funny, my brother. It's funny you said that because, see, if you go back and read that thing we call the Bible, you'll find that back
yeah.
in the old days, the shepherd, when he would bring the sheep in, he would sit at the door.
Come on, man. Come on,
they
man.
They couldn't come out. They couldn't never come in. They hurt the sheep. Because
yeah.
he's just that. He's my shepherd.
Yeah.
He leads me in the path of righteousness.
I like
they,
that.
Got to do these things for you if you just allow them to. I just thank God for Jesus. I promise you, I couldn't put over fast enough when he was giving the word of God. God is so good.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful,
God,
beautiful
God,
comment,
man. I
beautiful.
Enjoyed my brother last week, and I truly enjoyed my brother again today. He has truly let his hair down these last couple of days.
Well, Brother D, I got a disclaimer, Brother D. I just got to do this, man. I really have a – Brother D got a pastor, man. He really does. Brother, you got
in the
pastor,
name
man.
Of Jesus.
Yeah. I got a pastor, too, Brother D. I really got a pastor. I don't care what nobody – I have a pastor, Brother D. And I know you got a pastor.
In the name of
Family,
Jesus.
Whoever listens to me
Jesus.
Right now, I got a pastor. And you tell
in
Reverend here, we got church,
Jesus.
Man. We don't need him trying to do
church.
What he's doing.
Got a church.
He ain't
church.
Trying to hear all of that.
Yes, sir. He is truly.
You got to give him a soap punch. We ain't got to hear all that.
I'm sitting there listening to my brother, and you could just hear. You know, it makes you feel so good when you can hear God coming through. You can hear
brilliant.
God for real speaking.
That's brilliant.
You can hear the word.
That's brilliant.
You can receive the word. And I'm going to get out of the way. I got to go. But I wanted another day go by if I was you.
Yeah.
You know,
I
like to tell them on my Tuesday service, I'd rather serve God and get to the end of my journey and find out it was all fake. It wasn't nothing real about God. I'd rather do that than to not serve him and get to the end of my journey and found out he was just what he said he was. He was Alpha and Omega. He the beginning and the end.
Yes, sir.
I'd rather be like a young man said in what he's asked for me in my house.
We will serve
the Lord. I serve the Lord. It's just something about serving a man called you. It's just something like in the name of Jesus. I thank you.
So you mean to tell me, I know we got to get off, right? We're gonna wrap this thing up. You mean to tell me this ain't Sunday? You catch that, did you, boy? Did you catch that? You mean this ain't Sunday? Y'all do this on Monday?
It was funny. It's funny you said it because I was talking to my pops right before we came on, and I told pops, due to work, you know, my brother's really not able to come in and do it every day like we used to. I said, but look how God worked. We had a service on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and that God gave us Mondays and Thursdays. We just got to figure out a way to do something on Friday. God is so good.
How you doing, man? Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? You ought to just shout right
now.
You ought to be shouting right now, telling God, thank you.
Are you on something? You on something?
Shouting, telling God, thank you.
You on something?
And I promise you, I know I said I got to go, but I can promise you this, my brothers. Tomorrow is truly not promised to man.
No.
It's not. My brother like to see it. I like to see it because it's true. To be absent from their body is to be
present
with
the
Lord. But you better become present with God before you become absent from
you
their body.
You better be present. You so right.
You better become
so right
present. You better become present with God right now.
Before.
While the blood is running warm in your veins. Because they're going to shoot
you
coming at your tongue going to be glued to the roof of your mouth. Your eyelids will be stitched closed and you won't be able.
Yeah.
to go to God in prayer no more. You won't be able to come on God's plan and say, pray for me. You won't be able to come to Brother Eric or Reverend Henry and say, I don't know a man, but I heard about it. You know, I was listening to Pastor Terry Anderson last week. Pastor Terry Anderson said he gave him 2 hours to live. And his brother, the doctor told his brother, said, your family need a miracle. And his brother told me, he said, I know where to get one. See, you got to align yourself up with God so you know where to go get a miracle. I'm so glad. I know where to get it from, and I know how to get to it.
Yeah, but we get it too. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you, Jesus. You all continue.
Yes, sir.
Pray, brother, these strength in the Lord as I continue to pray for us.
God bless you, brother. Yeah.
Amen.
You know, we didn't gave everyone a good little head start. They wanted to hit the one button. You know, we don't force nobody to do nothing. You know, we will before we end again. If it's something you heard and something you didn't understand, we will try our best to go back over it. Something you enjoy about, you can wave your hands. Say, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Wherever you want
to
do, this is free over here. Ain't no, on the body lead, no here is God. That's it. He's on the
Amen.
One. He's the
Amen.
You
know,
Amen. You know what? And we allow ourselves to decrease. So
Amen.
He can increase.
So he can increase.
Yes,
that's right, brother. That's
so we thank God how Real step aside, and now he probably got his wind back, you know. He might breathe a little bit. All that trying
man.
To get, like, he trying to get a church or something. But we ain't trying to hear all that. We got our pastor, man. Yeah, we ain't trying to hear all that. And you can tell him what I said, Brother T.
That can't try to add to the congregation. I tell you what, he showed up doing a good job, man. God bless him, man. And you know, so,
well,
bro, you touched on the 10 and the 1, and you know, that just shows you how God works. Because I went through, you know, I tell you, I do a Zoom call with my family every morning, and I try to give them a word of God. And that's exactly what I spoke on this morning. Luke 17:11-19.
Yeah, God.
You know, I know we got to go, but, you know, I like the way the one came back. If I had been there, I believe in my mind right now as I'm sitting there, he came back saying, God, I thank you. I can just imagine him screaming to the top of his voice right now, saying, Lord, thank you. I don't know about the other man. I can't speak for them, but Lord,
come on.
Thank you.
I thank you.
Thank you.
I like that scripture, man. We got to get out of here, right? But let me add this little salt in there a little bit. Man, I love it so well because he was so humble, man. He fell to his feet, man, like we need to do. When we get blessed like he did, he fall and he went down. And when he got up, Jesus looked at him. Just because of your faith, man, made you whole. That's what we want to do here. We want to tell you, we thank you. We thank you for the participation of the ones who done it. And we want to always tell you, keep us in prayer. Keep us lifted up. If it be God's will, Monday and Thursday, you will try to be back and try to do the same thing again, try to uplift God with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Father God, for Reverend again. Thank you for the ministry that God always loves. And we take time out and give thanks. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Reverend, you want to say something before we get?
Oh, I just thank you. Thank everyone for the prayers. And thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. It's truly the love of God that bless us to come together and edify one another. You know, you just can't beat it. It's even in the scripture, finally, for brethren to dwell together. And When we dwell together, there's unity, there's strength, there's love that will conquer all. We can look beyond fault and see the need, and what we need is more of God. And when we keep doing that, then we do well. So I pray that God's love is ever burning in all our hearts, that will bless us to do the best we can while we can. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Y'all be blessed.
There.
I can get a doctor thing for my work.
Satan.